Hello, people of the internet. This is a public service announcement letting you know that you are tuned in to DocCast number 8.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Josh and Brian from Blue Dot Productions giving you week or number 8 of the DocCast.
Week, some un. We took a break, as month, you guys know.
The 2 months hiatus.
We were busy partying. In
I don't know
Maine? We weren't partying.
You can't
in Maine,
party
exactly.
In Maine.
You can't party in Maine. I can't hear myself. Can you turn up my headphones, Josh?
I can turn up all turn them up
turn
all
up,
the way.
Turn up every, no, not all the way. I'd prefer not.
That's mine.
Oh,
how's that sound?
Well, that's a little too much. Can you turn
all
it
right,
down?
All right, I'll turn it down.
That's yeah, just a little bit, and then yeah,
all right, how's that sound?
That's all right. Yeah, that's fine.
So Halo 4.
No, we're not talking about Halo 4 again.
Yes, we are. IGN's putting out a review. The first word is Halo. The last word is doesn't. The word count is 2,000. And that's the review. It's coming out tonight.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm excited.
What? Okay.
I hope they review it and it kind of sucks.
No!
And then all the people pre-order just cancel. That would make my day. That sounds very cynical
that, no,
and evil,
that would be,
but...
That would be absolutely horrible. Oh my god, why is this...
I don't know. It's just my personal vendetta.
Okay, Okay, now I can hear myself. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Alright, sorry about the technical issues. Halo 4, pre-order limited edition, I'm stoked. Found out that the Best Buy... I found out... So, the plan was to go up with some friends at the midnight release, because, you know, we're geeks, and it's what we do. And we 2 days ago, the kid I'm going up with goes online and realizes that Halo 4, the Best Buy that we ordered it at, is not doing a midnight opening.
Which is pretty fucking stupid,
which
in my
really
opinion.
Which is really stupid. So, we were like, okay, well, are there other Best Buys around? And we're looking around. The next closest Best Buy is an extra hour away.
Damn.
Yeah, so I won't be at the midnight release, but at 10 a.m. I'll friggin' be there to pick it up. That's right. A few hours late, but that's okay. I'm all right with that.
Yep. So Google came out with an iOS app.
Yeah.
And basically, their Google like search app kicks Siri's ass.
Did they not have a Google app before?
They did, but this one like includes everything like Google Plus, YouTube, all that shit.
That's cool. Google and YouTube. I have my gripes with that.
Ugh.
We talked about that in the past, though.
We have
actually. I want to talk about the Wii U, which comes out in like what, 2 weeks? When's the release date?
14 days.
14. Well, look at that, 2 weeks, and I just.
It might not be 14 days, I just made that up, but...
Oh, Jesus. Josh.
It sounds right. It sounds right.
It's mid-November, I can tell you guys that much. Anyways, I'm curious. So, it looks like the Wii U, we're not really going to know how well it does until after the holiday season. It came out, the deluxe set, which in my opinion is the only one you should buy, and we can go into that later, comes out at $349.99, so it's $350, because they do that fancy stuff to make it look like it's less money, even though it's the exact same amount of money. And I'm curious as to how it's going to stand up, because it shows that over the holiday season, it's going to sell well. So for about the next 6 months, we are I'm pretty confident that it's going to have a good start. It's going to sell well for the holiday season, and they're probably going to be low on product, and there's going to be a demand similar to when the Wii first came out, and you have the people lining up at Walmart at 3 a.m. and then like decking each other so that they can get the newest game console for their children.
Oh my god, I'm excited. That's why I'm going to Black Friday, fight some people, elbows to
fight some
to
people.
The throat.
Not even gonna buy a Wii, just gonna punch people.
I'm just gonna be around the Wii U's and just start hitting people.
Feel like, oh hell no, oh hell no. But I'm curious, $350 is pretty high for a Nintendo console. generally in the past...
But the thing is, they're trying to reach higher-end gamers where it's like HDMI, high-definition gaming, and you also have that tablet.
Right, but the Wii U, that's $100 more than when the Wii came out. $150 more than when the GameCube came out. It's $100 more than the newest 3DS. So I'm kind of curious as to how that's going to compare. And so I think really once we get through the holiday season and once the next 6 months or so are gone and it starts to just become that console, like when you look at Xbox, that still sells really well.
Yeah.
The release date on the 360 was a long time ago.
And I just bought my new one.
But Josh just bought one. I mean, it has a continual market.
And all those cult games like Halo, Gears of War, the original ones, they're just like cheap, cheap, cheap. You can get them on eBay.
Right, exactly. And I'm curious how the Wii U is going to stand up after this for initial release.
Is it backwards compatible with Wii games?
It is with most, from what I've read. Now, most is probably like 95%.
There's probably going to be like one where it has a weird attachment that probably won't go with it. But.
Probably. The other thing, supposedly, now this is not from a reliable source, so don't quote me, but I heard that the gamepad, is that what it's called? It's called a gamepad? Yeah, the Wii U gamepad with stylus. I heard that that is only going to be, when you buy it, you're going to get one, obviously.
Yeah, you get one.
When you bought the Wii, you got one Wiimote. But I heard that they're not going to be releasing that for individual sale for up to a year after the release date of the Wii.
That might not be true.
It might not be true, but
that would really change up if people are going to decide to buy a Wii U.
Absolutely. In my opinion, they should have extra controllers out the day of.
Yeah.
Because think about it, you have...
Those things will sell like hotcakes, basically.
Exactly. If you have two children, you buy a Wii U and a controller. Like, when we got our Wii... Back, jeez, when did the Wii come out? Hold on.
A long time ago.
The Wii came out in 2006, so we probably got ours in like 07 or 08.
Mm-hmm.
When we got ours, we got the Wii with, you know, Wii Sports and all that fancy stuff. But then my parents bought us an extra controller and nunchuck so that my brother and I could play together so we weren't fighting over the big Christmas present of the year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the fact that... But then you're like, oh, well, someone can just use a Wii remote. Why, if you don't own a Wii before this, and I think Nintendo's really trying to draw their audience, especially with the stuff like Zombie U's coming out. We have Mass Effect 3.
Which will, I hope it's good, because you can like switch up your items on your touchpad real quick if you're not even looking at the screen.
I mean, we have Assassin's Creed 3. We have, what was it, Darksiders 2?
We have Halo 4.
Halo 4 is not coming out on the Wii.
It's a secret.
That's not
even Nintendo knows that.
Not even Nintendo knows that. That's a good one. That's good.
So,
I'm curious to see how it stands up. Because if you don't own a Wii and you buy the Wii U and you want a second controller for the other person, that means you have to then buy one of the Wiimotes, which is the older controller.
True.
But then you're still going to be fighting over the
game. No, they have a new Pro controller that's similar to the PS3 and Xbox controllers.
That's not new. That's been out for a long time.
No. Wireless, pure wireless. It's called the Pro Controller.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't heard of that. Interesting.
It looks really cool. I think they're bundling it along with the Wii U, but I'm not 100% sure about that.
Huh, I did not know that. What was I going to say? Oh, the whole idea, because you were saying Assassin's Creed and you're switching up items, the whole idea behind designing the Wii U was less time in menus.
Which is smart.
Which I think is a great idea. You're moving the HUD down to a gamepad. You're not drawing away from gameplay. You're not running behind a rock so you can switch your gun so you can hit select and get back into the menu. You have it all right there, and eventually once you become... efficient enough with it, you're not going to have to look down at the gamepad. You're going to know where that gun is that you want to hit, and you're going to hit it, and you're going to be able to keep playing. The only thing that I think is going to be kind of awkward to get used to at first is the joysticks look kind of small on the gamepad. It looks like it's a little awkward to hold, but I'm not going to make any judgments until I get one in my hands myself.
That is true.
Yeah. We can also talk about price-wise.
Well, wait.
Nope.
I think we've talked enough about the Wii U.
Oh, but it's so cool.
The big news that came out yesterday. Did you hear that?
Maybe.
Lucasfilms was bought by Disney.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Did you hear about that?
I heard about that. I don't know what to think. I don't know what
Disney
to think.
Bought it for $4.05 billion.
Oh, my God.
And they're planning to release Star Wars Episode 7 in 2015.
What?
Yeah, you heard me. Princess Leia is now a Disney princess.
No.
Yeah. Oh, believe me. It's real.
Well, I didn't know they were... I heard someone mention something about a new trilogy being released. I thought that was a joke.
No, that was serious.
Disney's taking over Star Wars.
Yeah, when they bought Lucasfilms, they bought the rights to Star Wars.
Right, I know, but I assumed they were just going to do like fancy like cartoony stuff with it. They're actually
making a legitimate Star Wars film.
When has Disney made a movie that has been geared towards adults?
Let's think about this.
I'm honestly being dead serious. I feel like they've been out there, but I don't know.
Jesus Christ, I don't think they have. The only one that I could see going towards adults is that Wreck-It Ralph movie.
Right. I want to see that.
Yeah, well, so mainly
we are going to see that, and we're going to review it.
And it's going to be good.
And it's going to be
all right, no,
awesome.
Let me talk about Wreck-It Ralph, because it's got all that nostalgia of the old classic
and
video
game
characters.
And that's why I really want to go, because it's got...
That's the only way I could see it being geared towards adults, because the nostalgia portion of it.
Was Despicable Me made by Disney?
No, DreamWorks.
DreamWorks,
we don't talk
okay.
about them.
So the thing that Despicable Me did, which was brilliant. One, it was so adorable. That was the cutest movie I've seen in a long time. But they had the jokes for the children, but they were able to slip in little pieces.
Oh, they do that in every kid movie. To make the adults enjoy it too.
Oh, every kid movie?
Like, almost every kid movie has an adult joke in it.
Oh, but this had them continually throughout the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I thought that was brilliant.
Like, SpongeBob was originally, like, an adult show. Like, with SpongeBob and Patrick being gay.
Well, I didn't know that.
I think, yeah, I don't remember what channel it was supposed to be on, but Nickelodeon bought it.
Had a realization probably a couple months ago about SpongeBob and where he lived.
Bikini Bottom.
Bikini Bottom. Never even thought about that. Like, Bikini Bottom.
Yeah. Mr. Krabs lives in Bikini Bottom. You get it?
Oh,
Krabs.
Geez. Okay. Let's go back to...
Let's go back to Star Wars. All right.
So, the thing that Wreck-It Ralph is going to be good at is if they're able to incorporate that humor, then it's going to be great. I honestly, from the looks of things, I really like the idea of taking characters and putting them into one game. People have tried it in the past, but the legal issues is just ridiculous. And basically, Disney said, I read an article about it, Disney said, let's write up a script, say this is what we want to do, and then go to the companies. Not go to the companies and say, can we use your character? That's how, I think Pac-Man's in it and stuff like that.
Bowser.
Yeah, that's how they got them
Who
in.
Who else is in there? There are a lot of popular
characters. There are a lot of big characters.
There were some older ones, too.
Yeah, it's because what Disney did was they said, this is what we want to do. Will you let us? And they were able to negotiate rather than saying, can we use your character? And Nintendo going, yeah, for $7 million or however much they wanted to charge.
Oh, and they would charge an outlandish price for that.
Exactly. But when you go to them with an idea and say, this is how I want to use your character, and Nintendo goes, oh, that's going to be really great. That's really cool. I would love to collaborate with you on this.
And another thing about the whole Disney Lucasfilm purchase, there was a huge game that was announced by LucasArts called Star Wars 1313.
Was LucasArts bought with Lucasfilms, or is that still a separate company?
Nope, all of it was bought. Lucasfilm was bought for $4 billion. LucasArts was also kind of in the mix. But
what
that's
is
like
Disney's interest in this?
I honestly couldn't tell you.
Like, I don't get...
Star Wars... Well, let me just get, like, Star Wars 1313 out there. Have you seen the previews for that?
No.
Looks amazing. It's going to be for next-gen consoles, because, like, current... It requires so much computing power.
So it's going to be a little bit better than Star Wars Kinect?
Oh, I hope. No, but from the preview they gave at E3, they didn't even use what the main character is actually going to look like. We don't even know that yet.
Really?
Yeah. They just used like a proxy.
So it was just like a whole bunch of tech specs that they were throwing at you?
No. They were like showing like a full video and it looked incredible. Well, I'll show you 1313 sometime.
Yeah, you'll have to. It's incredible. That's cool.
But their deal with Disney isn't going to affect the game, which I'm excited about.
Well, that's because you contract external developers. LucasArts isn't going to hire the programmers and the game developers. They're going to contact EA or 2K or whoever they're doing it with.
I hope they don't do EA.
I hope they don't do... Yeah, I don't know.
2K is not bad.
2K is not bad. I mean, 2K's come out with some good stuff. Borderlands, BioShock's a 2K game. Darksiders, I believe, is a 2K game.
Yeah, The Darkness, no. No, The Darkness isn't that. Isn't a 2K game.
But
actually, is it?
I don't know.
You bought the 2K pack, so you should know.
I bought the 2K pack, and I really should know, but I closed Steam when this computer turned on, so I...
Oh. So I bought Left 4 Dead 2. I almost said Borderlands 2
the other day. I wish you had bought Borderlands 2. Hold on, I gotta go grab my water bottle.
Well, Left 4 Dead 2. I love Steam so much. What they do is they just, like, sale everything, like, every day. Something's, like, 75% off. Well, over the weekend, there was, like, a free preview weekend for those who did not have Left 4 Dead 2.
Hold on, Steam is the best fucking service if you want to buy cheap games ever.
Yeah.
Okay, continue.
It's really nice. Steam Summer Sale,
okay,
amazing.
Any of you who do not know or do not use Steam that call yourself, quote-unquote, gamers, need to go reevaluate yourself.
Yeah. Go to Steam. On the Steam Summer Sale, spend a shit ton of money on games you think you might play.
And then end up probably not playing them. Then, only then, are you a true gamer.
Yeah, no, what game did I buy that I rarely play? Gary's Mod.
Terraria?
Mod. I love Terraria.
Oh.
I thought that was an awesome game.
Gotcha. It was too far away. It was too small. I couldn't get into it. I don't know.
Is it on our computer?
I don't know.
Well, I guess not.
But
I thought it was kind of cool, like a neat idea. I thought it was just cool. It had like online multiplayer where you didn't have to like do the server shit.
Yeah, that's nice.
Except they stopped patching it, which I wasn't happy with.
Yeah, I hate it when game developers do that. It's like you should patch it for about a year and a half, and after that you can.
Oh, they did. They patched it for a long time.
Well, it's fairly new, isn't it?
Yeah. EA disappointed with Medal of Honor Warfighter reviews.
That doesn't surprise me. It didn't get the hype that
I thought it was a good beta they had.
I didn't play the beta. Oh, can I have...
What is the review of this game? Because I want to know now.
Did I tell you about the mysterious package and the gum story?
No. Explain.
Okay. So, Friday.
Oh, it's when you preed your pants.
I didn't... No, I did not. Okay, almost every day I put a pack of gum in my pocket. Never once ever have I had an issue. Friday, the gum melted. Originally, I thought I sat in something, but then it occurred to me, wait, if I sat in something, why would it be on the front of my thigh?
Front upper thigh.
Front.
Doesn't look embarrassing at all.
It was really embarrassing. So kind of confused about that, and I end up going to the bathroom and I wash it off and go back to class, and then it kind of slowly comes back and I'm like, what the heck is it? Go back to the bathroom, wash it off, then I go back and it slowly comes back, and then all of a sudden my jeans start sticking to my leg on the inside, like inner thigh, and I'm like, what is going on? So I go to the bathroom and I like wash off my leg, and I was like, why does this smell like frosting? What the, like, really, really confused as to what's going on right now. And then I go into, and then the bell rings and I go to my next block class, and I keep going back to the bathroom to try and wash off my leg and wash off my pants. I end up wrapping my thigh with paper towels so my pants wouldn't stick. Then I went, wait a second, if it's on the outside of my pants and it's on my leg, that means it has to be in between. That means there's something in my pocket. I reach in and pull out my iPod, which is covered in gook at this point.
Gook.
I pull out, I have terrible allergies, so I pull out a pack of tissues that I wouldn't even touch to my face after that. And then I pull out this wet, sticky glob of
moist
package of gum that had just melted, and I'm like, oh, damn it. So I wash it off my iPod. I go to the bathroom, try and wash it all off as much as possible. And then I call my mom, who was home that day, and I was like, Mom.
I preed my pants. Can you bring me some pants?
No, I was like, gum melted in my pants. Can you bring me a pair of jeans? And she's like, the only reason I'm staying home is because my back really hurts. The only chance of me leaving is to go to the pharmacy. And I was like, all right, well, if you go to the pharmacy, since it's closed, could you bring me a pair of jeans? She's like, yeah, probably. And I was like, all right, cool. The block ends, and I go to my next block class. This is third block now. This is probably half an hour after I got off the phone with my mom.
All right.
And I get called down to the office, and I'm like,
oh. Mother of God.
I was like, well, thank God. Well, I go, wow, that was really fast, Mom. Sweet. And I head down to the office, and there's a manila envelope sitting there. Brian Amoroso, KHS student, Kennewick High School. And I'm like, what? My mom put my jeans in a vanilla envelope. Manila envelope. What the heck? What is this? And I pick it up, and there's something hard inside. I'm like, what? This is not my jeans. So I go back up. I'm in stats class, and I open it up at the beginning of stats class, and I slide out a book called Creating Innovators. This like nice hardcover book, like really, really looks like an interesting book. I actually plan on reading it, and I'm looking through it. No note, no nothing. It obviously wasn't mailed because there wasn't an address. It just said Brian Immersal, KHS student. So that means it was hand-delivered. There's no note on the inside saying, here, Brian, this is for you from like so-and-so. No information at all about this book. The kid next to me goes, maybe it's anthrax. So I open it up and I take a huge sniff out of it. And the kid to my right goes, he'd be dead by now. So wasn't anthrax. Later on in the class, so I finally decide that I'm just going to go down to the office after class and say, who brought this so I can talk to them? And later in that class, the principal shows up to talk to the teacher about something. And I go, oh, I won't say her name because I don't know if she'd be okay with that. And I say, oh,
Principal lady,
I got this book in the office. And she goes, oh, yeah, that's for school board, for curriculum committee. You should read that. You're supposed to read that. So, and then she leaves. And I'm sitting there thinking, for those of you that don't know, I'm the senior class representative on our school board. So I
hell
get to go to...
yeah.
What?
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah. I get to go all the to the exciting budget meetings. But essentially, I was given this book, and I'm thinking, okay, I'm given this book by the school board. And rather than including a note like, hey, Brian, read this for school board superintendent or whoever it was that gave it to me, they just, like, I never, if Mrs. Cressy had not walked in, I may have never known what the hell that book was for.
Yeah, I'm surprised they didn't put a note in that.
No note, nothing. The only writing on the manila envelope was Brian Russell, KHS student, no note inside. I took off the book cover, searched the whole book, nothing. No information at all.
So, I got to the Medal of Honor Warfighter review. Here's the verdict. Got a 4.0 out of 10 from IGN.
Wow.
It's just bad.
What did...
It's got beautiful effects and environment. That's the only good thing. Nonsensical story with unlikable characters. A limp campaign forbids tactical thinking. Bewildering multiplayer and map design. Significant technical problems. Medal of Honor feels old, disrespects the player, and misses the mark in the campaign online. Mitch Dyer, 26 October 2012.
Yikes.
Man, I would be upset crap. With that rating, too.
I'm getting a phone call.
Who is it?
I don't know. Hold on one sec. Should we pause?
I'll just talk. All
right, you just talk.
So, I'm here. Windows 8 phone. Windows 8 came out last week, Friday. And yeah, I'm gonna pause it.
We gotta pause for one sec. Sorry.
Hey guys.
And
whoa! Fuck you. All right, shut up. Shut up, Brian. Shut the fuck up. All right, we're back. All right, so we had to move some stuff out of someone's car. All right, so I was talking about the Windows 8 phone.
No, you were talking about the review. Oh, actually, never mind.
Yeah, I did. Okay. I changed the Windows 8 phone. Thank you very much.
All right, I
would get the Windows 8 phone. Next upgrade. I might have an Android. Might have a Windows 8. We won't know. Year and a half. Woo!
Year and a half balls. iPhone 2 will come out They've increased the screen size.
Yeah, iPhone 6. It won't even be the iPhone 7. It'll just be... what's the 5S going to look like? It's not going to be anything different than the 5. It's just going to be like faster processor, better screen.
They're going to be like, oh, we upgraded Siri and we upgraded the camera.
And that's just going to be a firmware update for the previous iPhones. Like, they're like, oh, you got panorama on your 5. But then it says in tiny thing, like, your 4S can also do this. Because it's got the same camera. They didn't even improve the camera on it.
They upgraded the camera lens case. Cover.
I thought it was case.
Cover.
Right. I know what you're talking about.
Idiots. Oh,
Apple. iPad mini. iPod large.
iPod.
Dude, it didn't even get that good of reviews because it has a 2-year-old processor on it.
Are you kidding me?
Like, I think a 2-year-old processor. I think the iPad 2 had it.
They're like, oh crap.
It doesn't even have a Retina display.
Microsoft is coming out with a Surface that's going to give us a run for our money. It's going to be the first actual competitor. Let's take the iPad, take a sticky note, write mini on it, stick it to the iPad, and steal the market before the Surface comes out. That's brilliant. And the Apple fanboys will buy it. That's brilliant. And thus, the extra large iPod Touch.
Well, I think the Surface is going to sell well, but it's the RT version. So I'm waiting for the...
I'm waiting for the Pro version.
Yeah, same. But I'm not even going to buy a laptop. Oh, I need to tell you how I'm going to tell my dad about my Xbox.
Oh.
Can I borrow your 250 gig box? Or do you have the 4 gig box?
Oh, yeah. I have...
Like the actual Xbox box.
Yeah, well, I have the... My brother has the one that was the 4 gig that comes with the Kinect. You don't want that one.
Oh, yeah, you have a Kinect.
I have the 250 gig box.
Well, I need something that... That doesn't matter. I'll just take the 250 gig box, wrap it up for a Christmas gift, say to Josh from... To family from Josh, but mostly to Josh.
Oh, are you sure about that?
Why?
Because then if you say... If it's to family... Then all of a sudden it's not yours anymore. You can't bring it away.
No. To family, but mostly Josh.
Just write to Josh from Josh, Merry Christmas. Be like, oh, what could this be?
What could this be, guys? That's brilliant.
That's really stupid.
My dad's going to get pissed, but it'll be funny.
You sure you want to do that?
Yeah. Well, I'll just say to dad from Josh.
Don't say to dad. You could say to... Do to Josh from mom.
Yes! Yes! Mom will be like, I don't remember getting this. But mom, I love you! This is awesome!
You're the best! No, we just gotta find some plastic wrap to make it look like it's new.
Yeah, we can just heat shrink it.
We can just heat...
Oh my god, this is gonna be awesome.
Oh my god.
No, to Josh from mom and dad. Ah! Oh my god. They're just feeling, what the fuck. Yeah, we're doing because I'll just use the same wrapping paper that they use.
There you go.
this is brilliant.
Just make sure it's at the back of the tree so it's last.
Yeah. Scott, where'd this big package come from? I'm like, I don't know. Did you get it? And she's like, I don't remember. And it's like, all right, it's to Josh anyway. Just open it. Oh my god, guys! You got me an Xbox! Oh my god!
Oh. Did I tell you about my Christmas last year?
What?
Okay, so each year, my brother and I either get a joint or two separate,
A joint? You smoke it up with your brother, eh?
Each year, my brother and I get a big present. Whether it may be, the Wii was once, or if we get, a bike or something. Something like that. My brother last year asks for an Xbox, and I was like, I don't really want an Xbox. So my brother, we get to the end of the presents, and my dad slides over to my brother, and he opens up. He's like, I got an Xbox! Oh my god!
Ew, that sounds so gross, dude.
And then he's like, all right, Brian, here you go. And he slides over this giant, well, not giant, this small box. It's a small box, but it's really heavy. It's really heavy. I'm like, what the hell is this? My brother just opened an Xbox. I'm not sure what I asked for that's really heavy. What the hell is this? But
a box of books.
I was like, what the hell could this be? For those of you that do not, actually none of you would know, except maybe Josh, I love Freeze Pops, the little flavor ice that you put in the freezer. Yeah. And I fucking live off those things. That is...
Too many of those, I get sick, though.
Oh, I could down 20 of them in a day. Easy.
I'd get sick of them so fast.
I've eaten like one after another, probably like six in a row. Anyways, so I open up the box. David just opens an Xbox. And then I open what I assume to be my big present. And I open up a 200 count box of Freeze Pops.
So that's like a 1 week supply for you?
That was like $4.50. And I just was like,
Was there something under it?
Nope, that was it. And I'm like, so I'm just sitting there. My mom looks at my dad and is like, oh my God. Of course, I'm sitting there like, yeah, okay, who's the, yeah, you say you don't pick favorites. All right. And I'm just like, what? You can't. I'm so baffled by the fact that they bought my brother an Xbox and I got Freeze Pops, and then my dad goes, oh, oops, sorry, hold on, here, this is for you. And then I got a guitar case and I was like, oh, okay, gotcha. But for like a good,
that was a good funny prank,
a good, but it wasn't a prank. My dad just mixed up the order of presents because he didn't know which one was which, and he just saw one and handed it to me. My mom's like, what are you doing? And he's like, oh, I'm just giving Brian his present. And I open it up and I'm like, what? Seriously, fuck you too. Like,
that's funny.
Yeah. So for about 2 minutes, I was like, "Yep, it's official. I am the hated child." Understood.
I got 1 year. I got an iPod Touch, not an iPod Touch, an iPod Nano that I used for like 6 years. Loved the thing. I still use it sometimes in my car. And basically, my dad put it under a skirt. So I open it. It's in like a clothing box. I'm like, thanks, Dad. I'm glad you think so highly of me. He's like, don't you want to see what it looks like up if you pick it up? And I'm like, I don't want to, but okay. And I see an iPod Touch. I'm like, thanks, guys.
That's really funny.
Yeah.
My.
But I was like, I was shocked. I was like, I'm not wearing a fucking skirt. I'm not that desperate for clothes, guys. I will wear a pair of jeans for a little bit longer.
That's great. That's really funny. There was 1 year my brother, on his birthday, got a box. He'd wanted an iPod, and he got a box of Yodels, the little chocolate things with the like the cream inside.
Oh, I love those.
So good. And he's like, sweet, guys. Thanks. My dad had taken super glue and resealed the box, but he had taken out one of the Yodels, and he was like, why don't you open it up? Of course, he goes to the, instead of opening up on like the side that most people open it up on, my brother's like, oh, okay, and he reaches to the bottom and opens it up. So he pulls out Yodel. My dad's like, why don't you keep pulling out some more Yodel, share them with all of us? He's like, this is my birthday present, I'm sharing. My dad's like, you share with everybody. So he's like, fine. So he's pulling out Yodel after Yodel. There's like 12 of them in the box. And he finally gets to the last one, and he reaches in and he pulls out an iPod. And he's like,
what kind of iPod did you get?
I don't know. I think it was a Nano. One of the older Nanos. I don't remember.
I liked the older Nano. I didn't like that they added a touchscreen. Yeah, I love the click wheel.
Yeah, it'd be better. Oh my God. I'm getting tired.
That's why I had like a monster before I came here. See, like the iPod click wheel, you could just like scroll down really fucking fast. Mm-hmm. But now you have to like keep sliding the screen like 50 times to get to the bottom.
Yep.
That's my prerogative.
Prerogative.
Prerogative. I'm pretty sure I'm using that word wrong. Yeah.
My dad. Okay. So today's Halloween. Happy Halloween, everybody.
Happy Halloween.
And I am doing Peter Pan with some people. And I'm Peter Pan. And my dad in the car was like, nice to see that you have a lot of Halloween spirit. I wasn't dressed up at the time. And I was like, well, I'm doing Peter Pan with some friends at school. And he's like, this is something. And he's like, is it appropriate? And I was like, Dad, it's a Peter Pan costume. He was like, well, okay. And and as I'm getting out of the car, he drops me off and he's like, what's in that bag? And I go, just some shorts and shoes for my costume. And he's like, is this something I'm going to hear about and be really embarrassed? I'm like, Dad, it's a fucking costume. It's a regular Peter Pan costume. He's like, well, I wouldn't know if I didn't ask. I was like, Dad, it's like shorts and like a green shirt. And I'm wearing a sash with, like, a hat and moccasins.
And you're probably going to wear green tights.
Under shorts, though.
Yeah, I know.
Like that's it.
Dude, I was trying to find friends to dress up as...
Well, okay.
I was trying to find friends to dress up as Blake and and Durs and Adam from Workaholics, but I couldn't find anyone to be a Blake.
What's Workaholics?
Dude, it's awesome. It's about stoners and people who get drunk and working after college but still party hard.
Sounds like...
It's actually pretty funny.
It's kind
of... They made fun of Juggalos on one episode. That was really
so it's kind
funny.
Of like a revamp of that 70s show.
I wouldn't say that.
Well, I'm assuming it has similar humor.
Yeah, a little bit. But not
similar audience type.
Yeah. I wouldn't say stoners, though. This is like
you wouldn't stoner. Say...
I wouldn't say that 70s show is aimed towards stoners.
Oh, I don't think it's aimed towards stoners, but they have the scene in every single show where they're sitting in the circle and they're like, yeah, man, and you see the smoke like billowing around them, like,
rainbows.
Fucking colors and shit. I'm hungry. Like,
yeah, that,
every single
true.
Episode.
That is true. But I don't know. I thought that would have been a funny costume, just like Blake, Durs, and Adam from Workaholics.
Eh, that would be cool. Oh, I'm sorry, guys. I keep
yawning. The microphone,
in
asshole. All right.
That's what my yawn sound like. So, how much do you think a full page ad in Game Informer costs?
Really fucking expensive.
Yeah. Like, give me an estimate. Like,
$2,000 a page? $4,000? $5,000?
I'd probably say like $4,000 a page. Guess how many pages of just Assassin's Creed ads that this game...
Seven.
This month's game... God damn it. No, four. Really,
four.
Josh? Come on. Now you just ruined the whole thing because you're supposed to be like, two, and I'm like, no, four. And you're like, seven. I'm like, oh, well, it's actually only four. Like, that just... it ruins the whole... Come on. What are you doing? No, but four. Four full-page Assassin's Creed 3 ads.
Well, they have the money to do that, dude. The hype behind that, they need to, like, hype it up fucking some
what
more.
What was it, 60 E3 awards?
Yeah.
That's, like, the only thing they're advertising. They're like, we got a bunch of E3 awards.
That's important, though.
No, no, over 60 E3 nominations. Best of E3, best of show, best looker of the show, best action game, best of show, game of show, best action game, best action slash adventure.
But you know what? If Half-Life 3 came out at that, at E3, Assassin's Creed wouldn't have gotten shit.
Except Half-Life 3 isn't...
released yet.
Isn't a thing at all.
It is a thing. Half-Life 3 is real.
Yeah, so is Left 4 Dead 3.
Fuck you.
And Portal 3.
If Half-Life anything, 3 is going to happen.
If anything, it'll be like Half-Life Revelation. Because they won't call it 3. They'll be like Half-Life, and then it'll be like something else.
It's going to... Wait.
It'll be like Portal Reimagined.
All right, let's keep talking.
What are you watching?
Video Game President. All right.
I don't want... Why are you watching this?
All right, let's keep going. I'm just watching it. All right, so... I got distracted. It was a video.
So did I. What else do we have to do? I am so sorry, guys. I am really sorry. I keep yawning.
Yawn away from the goddamn microphone.
Do you know anything about this NVIDIA console?
NVIDIA console? No, it's Alienware. It's not even a console. It's just like a computer that you can plug into your TV. It's, you know, Steam Big Picture?
Yeah.
That's basically what it's aimed to help with.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. What else? There was the
cool.
There's another. Gotcha. That's cool. Did you see this? Based off of inflation, how much do you think the 1985 NES would cost today?
I want to say like $1,000.
God damn it! Why do you keep doing that? $425. Really, Josh? Come on. Really? God. Really? Come on. All right. Well, the fact is, $200 may have seemed like a lot then, but that's like paying...
For a PS3 now. Or when the PS3 first came out.
But that's like paying... Like, $200 back then is the equivalent of $425 now. So a new console comes out, you have to pay $425. That's how much they paid in 1985 for the NES system.
Right.
And then you had the SNES, the Virtual Boy, the N64, the GameCube, the Wii, and the Wii U.
Yep.
2012.
So I'm excited for Halo 4.
Yeah, me too.
The Forerunners. Ooh.
The Flood. Ooh. The multiplayer. The campaign. The whole game.
I feel like I should borrow Halo 3 from Matt.
He won't let you.
Yeah, he's...
He doesn't let anybody borrow games.
He only lets people buy games, and that's a fucking Jew about it.
You probably shouldn't have said that.
Why? That sounds kind of racist.
Yeah.
Alright, we'll edit that. Alright, let's just edit that out.
Just apologize.
I'm sorry for saying that. Any Jewish followers, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that. It's a derogatory term. I should not have said that, and I'm deeply sorry.
We are non-judging people, and if we were, then I'd have nothing to go off of.
Yeah, mainly because he's gay and I'm straight.
And if they have not figured that out by the 8th episode, then I wish them luck. I wish them luck. So, we just hit the 41-minute mark. What do you think?
Wrap this up. I have no idea. Good.
I'm kind of... I could go on about the Wii U, but Josh doesn't want to hear about it.
Yeah. No, I've read a lot about the Wii U, and it's just, like, not appealing to me.
Yeah, I don't know. The tech specs are...
Interesting.
Not really. Although, I will give it as a multi-core processor. That's about the only thing. Why the deluxe version only is 32 gigs, don't ask me. But that's an issue for another time. We'll see how it stands up when it comes out. Or 6 months after it comes out, really. Or basically, we're going to see how it stands up once the next-gen consoles come out.
True.
When we're really going to see if it stands
up. See, the thing is, the Wii U only compares to our current-gen console.
Exactly.
Like, the Wii would compare it to, like, the PS2 and the Xbox.
No, I wouldn't give it that.
I feel like it's, like... No, it's an in-between gen. It's, like, 4.5.
Yeah, I'll give it that. The Wii U is pretty innovative.
Right. Let's just say it's its own generation, the Wii.
Yeah, it is. Hold on. The original Wii was very innovative. The Wii U is moving more towards the generalized... game console market, and I can see maybe not this console, but the one after this, however, 4-5 years down the road, I see it being right up with Xbox, PlayStation, and hopefully the Ouya.
The Ouya.
Hopefully that takes off.
Well, that's not... I don't know how about the Ouya, how that's going to work. I want to see, like...
And then if Steam Big Picture decides to come out with some sort of console, which I hope they don't, because then they're not PC anymore...
Yeah, I'm not sure. Then it's going to be weird.
Yeah, it would be kind of weird, but we'll see.
Yeah.
And I think we should leave you guys with that. Ponder, how's the Wii U going to stand up? What are we going to see in the future?
Follow me on Twitter for my random shit.
Yeah. As always, we're on iTunes.
I'm on Xbox, blue.josh, BLU.
And shoot us an email at BLUDOTPRO. @gmail.com.
I'm at josh2_marquee. And yeah.
Also, one thing we talked about in the past, we're running out of storage for our hosting service. So if you guys have any ideas, please let us know. We would really appreciate it.
Anything free or anything really, yeah, really, really
free or
cheap.
We'd really prefer not to spend the money to upgrade our storage.
Because we're very cheap.
Because we're... Yeah,
and we're poor.
And this doesn't make us any money.
Maybe, no. Me and Brian are poor.
Yeah.
Like, we don't have, like, a shit ton of money to our names.
Right, exactly. No, we don't. We have no money to our
names. I have literally, like, $50 to my name.
Yeah.
A little more than $50, but basically, like, that's...
Anyways, we're poor. We really don't want to spend money so we can continue hosting these. And even if it costs, we're not going to stop. But...
We'll just record them and then put them on YouTube, basically.
Yeah, we'll just have to figure something else out to do. Anyways, thank you so much for tuning in to Dogcast number 8. My name is Brian.
This has been Brian and Josh. Good night, everybody.
From Blue Dot Productions, we will see you all. Good night.
All right, good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Whatever time you listen, just bye.
Have a good one. We will see you next time.